Yeah. Top to bottom.
Understand. There's no problem room or any of that, sir. There's plenty of room, everybody can come and so forth. It's only a question of how much you complement the damn cabinet.
Sure.
And that I'm a little concerned about. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll just cut some more off up here.
Well, you've got to have Mitchell, Stans, and McGregor for sure.
Yeah, Mitchell, Stans, McGregor, and Dole.
And Dole, right.
Sure.
So there's... thought he had an appointment with you tomorrow. We canceled that. Said that this was top priority as far as you were concerned, much more important than whether he had 700 new slots for mortgage applications. And his ears are just as red as they can be, but he's off and he'll be back to report tomorrow night. Well, he does now because we've shaken him today really hard. Well, he tended to play it down. So the OEP told him everything was all right. So I'm...
I mean, has he done it correctly or has he heard his people?
No, I've been taking some readings today, and it has not been handled intelligently up there.
Not surprised.
So there's that little
trusting
thing. No, I'm not arguing for that at all.
I understand. It isn't because I don't want...
I understand. Well, how about doing this? Maybe have it both ways. Supposing you were to have this cabinet meeting with these people or some of them sitting around the outside of the room for that part of it, and maybe intermingle them at the cocktail time, and then the staff goes over to some other place for their dinner, and you dine alone with the cabinet. I think that is perfectly satisfactory to the staff. I don't think that's a bit of a problem. You should have Ziegler there, obviously, for coverage.
Do you be inclined to?
No, if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
you know, he'll...
Incidentally, on this list, I think you would have to add Stein and Kissinger into the meeting.
Kissinger being there will complement the cabinet.
That's right. I mean, if you have the others...
Well, if you have the others, clearly you have to have them.
That's my point.
But if you had...
My view is I think if you don't have Stein and Kissinger directly, you shouldn't have you and planning. That's my point. If you have substantive people, you either have substantive people or we don't.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And if we're about to...
Well,
if Romney's going to make a report to the cabinet, well, that's something else again. It doesn't make that much difference because I don't want to spend much time on that.
You have Malik, Magruder, and Reese at the bottom of that list. Those are the fellows that put on the briefing. They have to attend the briefing, but they don't have to attend the dinner. Unless you want to draw on them, you know, for
something. No, they really shouldn't. And neither should Butterfield.
Cole is strictly substantive.
He should. I don't see. Even though we think of you and Peter as being more political people, we have to realize that basically you, Flanagan, and Kissinger and Stein are basically all the same level as a sort of subsidy men, right? And when domestic council, the foreign affairs council, the security council, and the council of economic advisors. And you take Stein, when you look at the economic, and he is government important.
There's another...
Depends
on what you're after here. The thing that you run into is Ziegler puts out
who was there.
And that makes a difference to some of these birds in terms of their ability to operate. You're almost better off not to have anybody. What about Timmons? Timmons has succeeded to McGregor's mantle. Well, I would say this, that you will probably have less difficulty internally if you had that group and no others than if you had a selection of various ones of this whole list mixed up. I mean, it'd be harder to justify it on the basis that some are political and some aren't, and that kind of thing, because everybody has some quarrel
really,
with that.
Isn't it really hollow and early when planning and just your sign?
I guess so.
What do you do? I
don't know. And Ziegler would logically be included in that.
Yeah, Ziegler, you got Klein.
Yeah.
There's your program.
And so it's unraveled right off the bat.
We have a sort of...
I wonder...
The reason I raise this is only it's sort of a nice exercise because it does show you we do have a hell of a lot. We have a lot of
stuff. No question about it.
You just build on that. When you come right down to it, I really think when Bob first started this, we said it would be the attitude. We would not lightly give up the position of assistant to the president. But we've given up awful about that money, haven't we?
Well, no, actually, on this list, you've got one... You've got Bob and me and Peter. Those are the only ones that have that, and Henry, that's right, that have that, and then you've got Stein, who's sort of ex officio in that category. So it hasn't been much beyond that.
Well, he has a message that he could do improve relations with us. This way he could improve relations with them. As soon as things should shut up on Vietnam.
Just drawing a line right under Haldeman's name, and you having dinner with the cabinet plus Haldeman, period, for him to be the note taker. Feed the others in another part of the place. If you get into some kind of a discussion,
except for Mitchell's.
Well, that box, right? That box.
Because they're all.
That's right. They're sort of emeritus or in one way involved.
I wonder if that really isn't the best thing, to give them a crack at being solely there. And then, of course, we all are important meetings and ones we have. When they're not present,
well,
we don't have a cabinet, let's face it, present for the major political things. This is their opportunity to have their, for them to yap around about their, what they want about politics for once, without any staff people there. I think you've got a point, David.
If you can keep them on that. Now, Romney will want to hit you, clearly, on this employees thing. And there's no way to avoid that. He'll get a bite.
What do you want to say about
that? Well, you'll just have to duck or say, go see Weinberger here or fetch somebody out of the other room or something of that kind. But you could feed them in the conference room there, or you could feed them in the dining room and feed the staff over in the old Laurel or something like that.
I wouldn't have the other people present.
Oh, but you'll want them present, will you not, for the cabinet meeting itself?
Who? All these other people?
All these other people?
No,
I see. Okay.
No, sir. I mean that the other people are all members of the staff.
I get you.
All heard the damn briefing.
I get you. All right.
So I don't think there's anything.
All right.
I mean, why? There's another thing, too. They're all busy.
Mm.
You know, they really are. And everybody's here, so they got to run up there and sit around here.
Well. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Well, then maybe we better reschedule Romney for a different way of reporting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to report with this.
Because that's sure to lead to all kinds of bloodshed. He's going to come back and criticize Department of Transportation or some OMB or something.
Council, Agnew's there. Agnew's in charge of that, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, no, but we could say he is.
Well, then you are in charge. Why don't you just have the domestic council for it? I'm not going to sit down with him, according to me, on that damn thing.
He'll hit you on it, though. If he's there, if you're there, he'll hit you. I mean, it's just as sure as night as day. It's a night today, but
can't
do it. Just can't.
No, I wouldn't have all the others. See, I think
I guess
the cabinet, one time, perhaps just one of them ought to sit down. Well, I want some great people in there. I hadn't thought of that. That's a huge room to go there. It seems about 40.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have him.
Won't be boring. This will be quite exciting because he'll have steam coming out of his ears. He'll falsely accused Maiden. But we can arrange to have him report some other way. We tell him that this is going to be a strictly political meeting and that the report should be held, but you're not going to be able to attend the political part of it. So we're going to postpone it. We'll have a different kind of a reporting session. But he will undoubtedly hit you on his other thing, his appeal letter and so forth. And Haldeman can field that. If he's there, you can use him as a buffer.
Sorry. cabinet meeting about politics. So we basically are going to Camp David tomorrow, and they're going to listen to them. They're going to have dinner afterwards. If you'd like to, you're welcome. If anything else, we'll have one. But it might sign, as I am sure. And if you mind telling Alex Johnson that this is your story, I'll do it. Tell him. No, I just trying to get that scheme. But in the future, and when you and really talk to my partner, and I want to get him so he doesn't have to bother with it. But Butterfield or somebody's got to take over this kind of cabinet so that they can have a meeting without 30 people sitting around. Yeah, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Or do you?
I do.
I would much prefer.
There's a function for some of this staff.
I think what we have to do is to put it over its fate.
Well,
you know, now wait, if
conduct the negotiation. We use the State Department to give us the technical background, but we never tell them what's going on. I mean, you and I know, we haven't told them up to I haven't even told them that the North Vietnamese made an offer to us.
I know.
And, well, he just isn't settled enough.
Well, anyway, so that's where we've got it going now. They're going to study Europe. But Jesus Christ, that's the trouble. I mean, the White House staff couldn't be more loyal and hardworking and rest. And at the top level, we've got some superb people. But then we've got too many people. I mean, Jesus Christ, we shouldn't have Ziegler and Klein and Scally and Moore. You know what I mean? They all at the same level. So Jesus said, they all, do you see my point? I just believe that you do far better with one guy and working to death. Rather than have a whole damn group like who have access to the president, that's the point. Of course, I don't let them have access, and that makes them all unhappy.
Street club.
come in as on the Japanese thing. You don't see us being able to come up with anything.
On this, I think we can come up with some general principles. And
trade mission or something.
I think we probably, we can come up with something. But we won't have with an agreement to conclude a deal very shortly afterwards, so that we can refer it back to the Tanaka meeting with Tanaka. We can't actually conclude it there because they don't want to bring Naka to it. But I will have a better deal.
Yeah, but let's not bring along planning and
no, we shouldn't. They don't want us to bring.
You know what I mean? I just don't want to overload our side. Not for Christ's sakes, Kennedy. We called him. Well, you remember,
he got
San Clemente.
I don't know.
We've done him. Yeah. Would you agree with that? Just not going to go. I am getting more and more concerned about the fact that we do so much better. We don't have a hell of a lot of big crowd that we have to crap around. It's better to go shorthanded.
We'll do that before. The things we've done in a small circle have worked. I've now worked out a rather complicated proposal for the notary for me.
I thought your other one was complicated. I read
this one. I have a real look. I'll write it down and give it to you. I think I can tell you the few. My view, Mr. President, is this. If by the end of September they haven't said it, we ought to break off the talks. By that time, the government will have said enough and go public and say, this is all we've offered. And say they'll resume the November 9th. They're trying to take advantage of the election. And publish the whole record. And then we will have McGovern in a position where he would say, no, we want the imposition of a communist government. But you can consider that.
Sure.
My worry is that if we go on and on through October,
it's going to be a tough one for us. It's going to be tough in the sense that it's quite clear that they are beginning to try to develop the line. And the further we get away from May 8th, we find that the less they... That our supportive roads for what we've done, because you take a strong hand, people say, well, Jesus, we did this, and what the hell's happening? There's no fight. We know it's succeeding.
But I think you can make an announcement at the end of August that we're going down to 15,000 by December 15th.
Excellent.
Yeah, certainly to 20. So then you would have pulled out 530,000 troops. Casualties would be way down. My worry is that if we look ineffectual, whenever you look strong...
I know. Oh, I don't want to look ineffectual. What I'm saying is that Caroline is going to be the president of the secret plan in the war. What the hell is he at? We're still fighting.
He would say that they're...
That's what we have. But I know what they're going to the answer.
That they're constant opposition and undercutting. It's ruining it,
right?
Here are the plans we published. The only thing we haven't done is to put the communists in the power of
the government. When you read through, for example, all of the talk you had with those bastards in Paris, and true, they made some, they moved here, and they moved here, and they moved there, and it was significant there, I agree. You know what I mean, with regard to withdrawal and their state and so forth, I can see them, but when you finally came down to it, they didn't move an inch on one thing. That is, those bastards want to win political victory.
They want us to do it for them.
Yes, it burns a new mind table.
That proposal I have now worked out, Mr. President, will make that so clear. And if we do it late enough in the campaign, but first of all, I think we may make it. If you stay 10 points ahead through September, they're going to have one hell of a time. be at September 24th anyway, before it's even apparent to us that there's a ceremony. So then we can decide then, in the light of the circumstances that exist. But if these talks fail, the question is whether we should drag it on and look ineffectual. One thing we could consider doing is, by that time, we can bet up other doubt that McGovern would have done set things that aren't together. If we could say we're not going to play with any more American lives in this period, we will resume talks on November 9th, 2 days after the election. But since we don't want innocent civilians to suffer, we're suffering the firing north of the 20th parallel until the talks resume. I'm just thinking out loud to take some of the help.
I think stopping the bombing before was effective only because it gave an indication that there might be peace because talks were to start. This time we stopped the bombing for what purpose? It just looks like we're putting our tail between our legs. I don't think it would be helpful. I really don't
want to talk. We can. Direct negotiations between Pew and the PRG. if they've already accepted that there'll be direct negotiations. Now, my view is, and that there has to be a ceasefire. Now, my view is that the only thing then, that if they turn this down, when we've offered them cabinet seats in proportion to their vote, and a due resignation, and a Commission of National Reconciliation, and a new constitution, if they turn this down, what the hell is McKinley going to say in October? If we publish all of this, what else can we do? On the other hand, if they accept it, they'll be forced into a negotiation with Pew, and if he can't screw it up through October, I have no confidence, you know. He's devious enough to keep that negotiation going for a month. And then we just resume after the election if those negotiations break down as they will, and just go back to your May 8th proposal and take the dikes and everything. So far, the private talks have gone at the maximum speed that one could expect. If they settle for anything but a communist government, that's a tremendous chance for them. Let's get it over with. And I agree with that too.
I think so. Yeah.
hasn't got it. I saw his speech now today. He looks awful.
Soft.
He looks handsy. That Liberace boys.
Well, we'll find something to do, I say. But I just want to, I'm on with Conley. I don't want to do anything that's frankly tricky or devious or weak. But we've got to live, let's face it, of course, we're going to have to win the election. But when you really come down to it, the cost might be too great to sell these people out. It really might be too great.
But Conley said, and I think it's a good point, he said the best strategy is to do what's right. Because if we are caught having made a trick proposal and having played politics with it, you lose your moral position completely.
And we can take some attrition and people to worry about the war when we got over and all that. We're likely to come to a point. 1 week here, we'll have no casualties due. I think that's going to come. Did bring more in, he said, not to.
No, because they were really doing all the things
they were.
And I didn't feel that we should save that up.
I didn't think he was screwing us. Sure hard to have confidence in us. Really, he was giving them everything. We're mining, we're bombing the North. Jesus Christ.
I just don't think they're doing the bombing. I'm out there, I'm going to tell you what Johnny walked into the woodshed and I'm trying to knock out dead.
Well, they've got all the power. Why the Christ don't they use it?
Exactly.
What about, what about the 52s and so forth? They ought to be, are they farting around too, or are they hitting the south?
That's the one weapon they're using, right?
You know, it's so shameful. These sons of bitches on the other side, the way they're squealing about the dikes. God almighty, I mean, it's so damn shameful.
Well, not one of them has as yet shown one even minor little blood. But,
that's right. We're going to, I tell you, I think we can just tell it through. That's my view.
I would tap it through it. I would, you might even consider it here.
That is the fact that we're not going to buy the peace.
Just resume it.
send us a note or something like that, saying what effect it's had. I think, I'll tell you what the American people need to hear now, that what we have been doing is effective somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody has got to say that. The North Vietnamese don't like to hear that, but somebody else has got to say it. Can't Bunker say that? Can anybody say that?
Oh, absolutely.
It has been effective.
We might consider bringing Bunker over to Hawaii while you're there, briefly.
And your idea?
I ought to meet him if you're
there. And, well, I'll meet him. We'll just do that. That makes a Hawaii trip much more worthwhile. Bring Bunker over there, and how about Wyatt, too?
Well, I don't know whether we should have that makes it too much of a
pleasure. But bring Bunker over for a report. It looks as if
also, if you bring Wyatt, you'll get later than I did.
Oh, Christ, yes. But bring Bunker. We've got Rogers there anyway. Is he going to bring his foreign minister tonight?
Yes.
He is well. So, fine. That's good. Stuck with that.
But I think that the Wyatt meeting is a useful thing for that week there. I think we have enough theater going on.
That'll be after you have been there.
Good. He can bring us to that. Now, I'm not telling Rogers anything about what the plan is, or that there is a plan, because these guys are going to
worry.
Go crazy. I'm just telling him that we're going through the January 25th.
As a matter of fact, urge you not to mention it to anybody in the White House staff here. I wouldn't mention it to
at least to Alderman.
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't mean it to you, but Bob sometimes talks to Irving. And Irving, with the best of intention, might mention it to, who knows, Klein or something. You know, I mean, they all mean so much. Don't mention it to anybody, Henry. Just let them keep everybody in the dark right now.
Okay.
I think Connolly, you can help. There's no reason for any of the rest of these people to know anything. Let's keep it right close to the vest.